Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it's Monday, May 14th, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Ah, yes, another Monday. But it's only Monday for an hour. That's exciting, right? Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, always has great information there, courtesy of Webmaster James and all of his hard work. We certainly appreciate him. And our phone number, as always, 800-313-9443. We've got two guests for you tonight. We'll get into that here in the after the first break. But, yeah, it's interesting weekend. Mother's Day weekend, hopefully all of you did something nice, maybe for your mother, maybe for somebody that you know who is a mother, whatever your situation might be. But, yes, hopefully that was a good time, a good weekend for all of you. I didn't do a whole lot, I guess, as far as being social, but I did a lot with the family, and I certainly enjoyed that very, very much. Also, it just wore me out, too. You know, you get into this mindset of doing mornings, you get into like somewhat of a routine, and that's fine and dandy. And, you know, then you switch over to nights, which I've done, I guess, since January. And, you know, it took me a while to kind of get into a routine. But even on the weekends and whatnot, I do still tend to sleep in and then stay up late. So, you know, my schedule's fairly consistent. But I got like 10 hours of sleep last night because I was just wiped out. So, 10 hours of sleep. It's either going to make me really, really good tonight or it's going to make me really, really awful. We'll have to wait and see. I might operate better on less sleep. I don't know. It's been in the low 80s here in northwest Arkansas, relatively dry, not too shabby. Plants are doing well. Glad to have that. So I did a little gardening this weekend. It seems unusual to me. I don't know. Ken, do you do any gardening by chance?
When I can.
When you can. Have you ever grown tomato plants? It seems like, yeah, the easiest thing in the world, right? Yeah. My tomato plants are 7 feet tall. Is that unusual? It sounds big, doesn't it? I don't remember tomato plants ever being that big. I do have some big ones. Thank you for noticing. All right. Ken there in the studios, he'll be working behind the scenes helming the show tonight from RBN headquarters, and we appreciate him. Yeah, it seems to me that a 7-foot-tall tomato plant is relatively unusual, but I have four of them that are that height. So it's very, very bizarre. I hope to be in tomatoes forever. But we'll have to wait and see. I don't even know if tomato plants die in the cold or if they just kind of make a comeback. But we'll have to wait and see, I suppose, when it gets cold. Hopefully not for a while. But if you've been doing any shopping as of late, you probably have noticed that in addition to gas prices being through the roof, which they are here in northwest Arkansas, $3.23 is about the average. I've seen it a little higher, a little lower. So that's pretty excessive, I think, in my mind. $3.23. The average national price is, I don't know, $3.07. And we're obviously far, far surpassing that. This is in Arkansas. It's not California or Hawaii or something like that. Well, anyway, because the gasoline prices and subsequently the diesel prices are so high, you may have noticed that food has gone through the roof as far as cost as well. And we're talking about things doubling, if not tripling, in price. I mean, it's pretty substantial for certain items. So maybe you've noticed that, maybe you have not. But, folks, I urge you to take steps to prepare for perhaps a tightening of the belts. I don't know. Maybe growing some food. It's not too late to start that. Maybe you, too, can have big ones like me, meaning tomato plants. Anyway, also, of course, other things, maybe investing some of your savings in some gold or silver. While you can, Republic Trading Group can help you out with that. And that number is posted on the website. The website, of course, republicbroadcasting.org. And you get to help out the network covering its costs by selling some gold. So pretty cool stuff. Stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, keep in mind our phone number, 800-313-9443, and certainly excited to introduce our first guest to you here. He's been on the program before, but when it was a morning show, so this is a different time frame for him, and we appreciate his time. He's the founder of the Good for the Country Foundation. He is the author of the book, Transfer of Wealth, The Case for Nationwide Concealed Carry. John Longnecker, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hey, Frank. Thanks very much for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, my friend. How have you been?
Oh, I've been well. Just fine. How's yourself?
Oh, doing real good. Obviously, enjoying the nights. It's a fun time, and I'm glad you're able to join us here tonight.
Thanks very much.
Let's talk a little bit about the Good for the Country Foundation. This is new to me, and the website, by the way, folks, is www.goodforthecountry.org. Is that relatively new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. Okay. We thought that with a track record of being a syndicated columnist and having a book out, I'd had a good feel on getting feedback for the kind of things that were pretty important. And I knew that I would really like serving the stand your ground philosophy that I hope will take hold in the United States mm-hmm. once people become more familiar with their sovereign authority. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the kind of projects that the foundation is interested in undertaking, we're talking about a lot of the projects that are working adverse to the interests of the nation that are based on a very, very thin, feeble theory of violence. Now, a lot of people wouldn't think that no-fault divorce has any roots in violence or that national ID cards or RFID chips mm-hmm. have a root in violence, but they do. And they're all very serious threats to our sovereign authority, and I mean in the present and near future.
Yeah.
Because if there's any room at all for mistake or abuse or retaliation and no room for accountability, we are in big trouble with electronic surveillance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with no-fault divorce, we've had 3 decades to see how that appraises, and we size that up. Mm-hmm. But it's all based on this very feeble idea that we're going to fight crime, mm-hmm. like the war on poverty, or by maintaining redundant databases, or by making it easy to opt out of marriage. Mm-hmm. The thing is that the one antidote that the Founding Fathers very intelligently put into the Bill of Rights was independence. Because when independence is hidden, as all of these premises do, then they can make room for all kinds of sensible gun laws, all kinds of easy-out divorce, all kinds of electronic surveillance, all kinds of education content, and everything else that makes its basis to thrive on continued violence. Mm. If independence shines through, and they can be persuaded not to hide the ball any longer, as they do in school shootings and that sort of thing, even disaster management, then a lot of these policies, and I mean a great swath of these policies, can be impeached and possibly repealed. Mm-hmm. So I'm for the repeal of all gun laws, because if you can impeach it using due process mm-hmm. and proving that independence is superior to anything conceived in the mind of bureaucrats and activists, I think we're going to have a much, much better country.
Well said. Very well said. You know, this is so interesting to me because last Friday on the program, we had a very, very long, in-depth discussion about sort of regaining our freedoms, you know, taking back the country. Can it be done? So let me pose that question to you. Is it possible?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be possible, but it's also going to be easy. You know, out here in California, mm-hmm. we recalled Gray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a perfect example of an exercise not in futility but in due process and follow through. Now, we have these things if people understand their authority, and I'll touch that, relate that to the Virginia Tech massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Shortly. But the idea is that once households understand the real power that they have as the stronghold of adversity, of the stronghold of resistance to adversity in this country, going to be able to hand something down to the next generation and the next generation with confidence and a lot less stress and worry. Now, when it comes to authority, let's say we want to recall Gray Davis, and we run a candidate that we think is going to be better, and if he doesn't work out, we run a candidate that's better than him. But it just goes to show how easily it can be done. Gray Davis was recalled very easily, and it works. Now, recall is not an option for a lot of offices across the country, but where it is, it's a good way to unseat somebody who's terribly adverse to the country. And that includes school boards, stubborn officials in school boards when it comes to education content, and all sorts of other departments where they're just not listening to constituents. You can unseat them and not necessarily have to wait till the end of their term.
Now, I guess the main thing about it, and I'll give you an example. Here in northwest Arkansas, we had a smoking ban that was proposed. And initially, there was really no opposition to it. But I had a real problem with it. It doesn't even really affect me. But what I had a problem with is, again, more laws being brought in attempting to be introduced that, in my opinion, are simply not necessary with a little bit of common sense. If you have allergies to smoke, make them put up a sign saying we have a smoking section. And this is bars and restaurants, too. So, you know, it seems, again, relatively common sense that if you've got a big allergy, as they say, or you've got, you know, half a lung or something, maybe you shouldn't walk into a cloud of smoke. I don't know. just common sense. Again, people having the burden of responsibility squarely on their shoulders where it should be. We don't need more laws. So anyway, this big fight broke out, and everybody was trying to they told us we had to gather signatures in order for it to be on the public ballot. And we gathered the signatures, turned it in. They lost the signatures. Then we had, of course, to gather more signatures in like two days' time.
All right. Who lost the signatures?
Who knows?
Fire
somebody
them
at City Hall.
Fire them.
Yeah. Well, you know.
See, the thing, you know, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Didn't that happen when Nixon lost to Kennedy?
It wouldn't surprise me. No, I mean, but again, how do you obviously, when there are positions of authority, they have ways of creating incidents and situations where, you know, you're just SOL for the most part.
Yeah, well, we don't have to be.
Yeah.
You know, when we run our households and we plan for root canal, or we plan for traffic accident, or we plan for illness or unemployment, we think of all the things we want to take care of when we run the head as a head of a household. We come to realize, or at least I want to make people think, that how the family will manage, meet, or survive an encounter with violence is the most neglected area of household management. And when we have confidence, when we have training, preparedness, when we have refusal to be a victim, when we're alert, and when we have a plan, all of a sudden that confidence grows. You don't have to be a bully
right to
take care of your family. All you have to do is think it through and understand, come to understand your authority. Well, suppose you come to understand your authority when you want to file a referendum and they lose the signatures. The best thing that I can think of is to find out what is the protocol for the investigation and conduct and insist on that investigation. Mm-hmm. And if an individual has to be thrown to the wolves, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That person has to be terminated. Mm-hmm. I mean, his head has to roll. And then you get back to business. But until that's done, there's unfinished business. And I mean to tell you, that's where the constituents are dropping the ball. It just requires an understanding of what the due process calls for. I mean, what do you do if somebody loses the signatures? Is he held accountable? Does the mayor care? Did the mayor instruct him to do it? Does it go to the top?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with a little bit of detective work, somebody in there has an axe to grind against the mayor.
Yes.
Somebody overheard something in the men's room, and somebody else can prove it. And before you know it, some low-level person can very easily unwind the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. One of the things that we discovered in that whole process was that the mayor had actually signed on to endorse the smoking ban 2 years before they agreed to have public discussion of it. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it was a really big controversy. In fact, when I read that on the air, we got threats of lawsuits and all sorts of things coming into the switchboard up at the front desk. And basically I said, look, I have it right here. I'm not making this up. It's Freedom of Information Act. So, you know, needless to say, that did not get covered by the local media, who is all too obsessed to just counter the, you know, the politics of it without actually getting into the nitty-gritty detective work, as you would say. The truth is not paramount in my small town, unfortunately, although I'm seeking to make it so.
I get reports from that from all over the country.
Yeah, I know. It really builds up as a weight on our shoulders, my friend, and I guess the main thing is I want to talk about hope. You know, why people should have hope. Because, again, when you look at, like, the voting, with the electronic voting machines and so many other different things, if you want to, you know, effectively change things through the ballots, you got to change the voting process first and the accountability and all the other things that you had already mentioned. It's a big job, but I guess it can be done.
Well, as long as they don't hide the ball. Now, let's say they suppress independence by way of gun control. They hide the ball so that your independence, you need to go?
Yes, unfortunately, just a short break here. Time flies, folks. Time flies, and we're having fun with our special guest tonight, John Longnecker. Check out the website, www.goodforthecountry.org. And also, of course, if you'd like to, I would encourage you to read this book, Transfer of Wealth, The Case for Nationwide Concealed Carry, by our guest as well. Stay with us. Back in three.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Good evening, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Very excited also to have our guest back here tonight. Of course, like as I had mentioned, he had been on the show before. We talked about a great many things, including, of course, the surveillance society, the manufacturing of excuses, really, in the realm of a flu pandemic and so on and so forth. Very, very, very important stuff. This guy's a lover of liberty, and we certainly appreciate his time. John Longnecker, welcome back, sir.
It's very good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. So when we left off, we were talking about activism with success on the mind, rather than just simply out there making noise to let people know that there's some disgruntled Americans out there actually instituting some change.
Well, we need to make the big connection between what a gun ban does in interfering with how you run your home, mm-hmm. what losing signatures does, mm-hmm. and making that connection not only to how you're being impacted, but how you can find your way back home. And the idea is this. Whether we're talking about banning guns on campus or cigarette smoking or losing signatures or anything, all of these have one thing in common, and that is they become a true test of our modern sovereignty and by way of not knowing what our authority is. So when people are bamboozled or bluffed, and that bluff or hiding the ball
is backed by force, but we have a problem. We have a real problem, and that problem is the assumption of power is not granted. Mm. Now, the test of our sovereignty comes in whether we are certain or uncertain about how far we can push this, such as our personal authority. When it comes to guns, we're talking about the legal authority to act with the up to the use of deadly force for self-defense or defense of another. Now, that's permitted unless there's one law, and there is one state that says you have to use your duty to retreat, but the other 49 states are more, shall we say, constitutional.
Yeah.
And when that certainty prevails, then the good of the country prevails. Otherwise, we have a looting of the country where most of these people attack our country by hiding the ball. They hide the ball of our sovereignty. So once that prevails, many of these ideas can be impeached. So my suggestion is we need to find out if the local office is a recall office or some other way to unseat, and file a complaint for recall or some way to unseat these people, because they are constituting an interference with your civil rights, specifically your sovereignty. The people are the ultimate legislatures. The people and the individuals who take an oath of office don't have a wiggle room in governance. There's no latitude. They have to do what they're told or they're not acting in good faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get the legal opinion, and there may be some foundations out there that furnish legal opinion on some sort of a grant, then you can get the muscle that you need. And you get the education. You may get the results.
Wow. That's fantastic. And I agree. I think it can be done. I think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they would look at it and just feel that sense of defeat. But I firmly thought, and I always have and I always will, that there is going to be a time when an issue comes up. I don't know what the issue will be. I definitely feel this way about gun control, that if they did institute some sort of gun grab, I think Americans would respond. The only thing I worry about is the conditions under which it would be implemented, such as, of course, a health scare, some effort to really rally people together in a quarantine type of zone and say, hey, look, if you continue to live out here in the boonies, you're just going to die because we're going to be firebombing this area to kill off any infection. You need to come and stay in the quarantine zone, and you're not allowed to bring guns with you. You know, I mean, who knows the rationale for something like that?
It's like some of those villages put together by FEMA.
Yeah.
Or the gun confiscation in New Orleans.
Unbelievable stuff.
Well, here's something that might be useful, that may be useful tomorrow morning when people start their day. You know, we have a couple of incidences around the country where the city fathers have just pushed their authority to the limit, and they just vex their constituents. They defy the law. And in one case, one of their constituents said, look, you can't do this. You know, I think you've got something up your sleeve. And these are the reports that I get all over the place where they just utterly defy their constituents. And the response is, well, if you think I've got something up my sleeve, Mr. Smith or Mr. Jones or Mr. Taxpayer, where's your proof? And the proof is, I don't need any proof, because we're a sovereign people and we are your constituents. And under our system in this country, we don't have to furnish you with exhibits. We don't have to furnish you with data. We don't even have to have a reason. We just have our suspicion. And that's enough. And if we lose confidence in you and your office, you can be unseated. You can be removed. And most people don't understand this. They want to be good. Mm-hmm. They want to be fair and even-handed. But even-handed, Frank, even-handed is a big mistake. A lot of journalists make that mistake.
Yeah.
And they don't wind up finding the truth. They wind up giving ground to the enemy who wants to loot this country. And I don't think it's a conspiracy per se.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they've found a good thing. They've latched onto a good thing, and they wind up looting the country, irrespective of their political beliefs. You've got your socialists, and you've got your conservatives, but they're all looting.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Let me ask you to hang on here as we pause for another quick break, and then we'll be right back, folks, to continue our discussion with the founder of the Good for the Country Foundation, the website goodforthecountry.org, John Longnecker. Please stay with us, folks. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio is what we call it. This hour, by the way, being brought to you by our good friends down at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things that make Arkansas the natural state. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Certainly now is a great time as well. Beautiful weather we've been having lately. Visit them on the web, see what they have in store for you at www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free anytime at 877-253-7690. And we ask you, of course, to support our sponsors and advertisers, and, of course, to support our guests as well who make time for us on the program. John Longenecker is our guest this evening. He is the founder of the Good for the Country Foundation. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And when we left off, we were talking about, you know, gun control and things like that. And you mentioned about tying it together with the shootings at Virginia Tech.
In Virginia Tech, we have a laboratory example of a victim disarmament zone. And the victim disarmament zone is no accident of good intentions. It's been socially engineered to have somebody else pick up the check for somebody else's hidden agenda. The idea being social engineering at the expense of the victims who were murdered. It's a stupid policy. The idea of consulting law enforcement on what to do next is stupid, because in a sovereign nation, you don't consult the government to get their opinion on what their authority is.
That's an excellent point.
You know, I mean, as the Second Amendment goes, it was not written for you and me. The Second Amendment makes the idea of whether it's a collective right or an individual right a question without meaning, because it wasn't written for us. It was written for government. When it says shall not be infringed, it doesn't mean it's for the citizen. It means it's for any agency that would encroach on the right for one important purpose, and that is that the entire Constitution recognizes the authority of the citizen over any authority granted the executive. But in order for it to work successfully from one generation to the next, all of the power, all of the lethal force must reside in the hands of the citizen. And that cannot be encroached, infringed, because that means you're planning something that's untoward for the United States. That's why it cannot be infringed, because any attack on weapons, any regulation on who may carry what, where they may carry it, is an actual attack on citizen authority, because the armed citizen is backed by his lethal force. That's why it must be that way. It cannot be any other way. So when you talk about a no-guns policy in the workplace, you are usurping the authority of the individual to act in his or her own self-defense or to come to the aid of another.
Yeah.
And that's another example of hiding the ball. You can't talk people out of their liberty and their authority, and you can't make them legally check that authority at the admissions office.
Mm.
It gets people killed,
yeah.
But it does aid in the looting of the nation.
Well, I think you're onto something by all means. I mean, you know that. You know how I feel about these things. It's just, it's very interesting. And again, people feel a certain amount of, crippling, I suppose, in the way things happen these days. Perfect example, there was the gal in Atlanta. The cops, of course, inevitably. These days, they don't just knock on your door. They kick it in with about 30 guys all decked out head to toe with body armor and SWAT gear and assault rifles. And they usually, you know, they don't look like cops, at least not like they used to. Now they look like, you know, intruders.
They're highly militarized, too.
Yeah. They have ski masks on and all that jazz. Anyway, gal in Atlanta, elderly woman, she said she saw a couple of guys in black masks kick open her door. Of course she's going to shoot. So she shoots, and then they just gun her down. And then, you know, that's just kind of, oh, well, you know, at least the cops are out there protecting us. You know, these things happen all the time, and it's a very, very frightening thing for most people in America, because they're in a situation now where they have a gun, maybe for self-defense, but they can't use it all the time for self-defense because they might be mistaken and think that it's the police who will shoot first and ask questions later.
Well, you know, there's an interesting answer to this. Some of the backing of force, which operates in this country unrighteously from the officialdom, comes in the form of auditing, excess taxation, bankruptcy, and other kinds of force brought to bear on the average citizen in order to discourage them from their resolve. But let's say you have a situation where somebody wrongly and wrongfully kicks in the door. Let's say it's the wrong address. But they will not discipline. They will not investigate. Or the report hides their ball, just like you lose the signatures.
Yeah.
What do you do? You don't have millions to prosecute, and somebody won't do it pro bono. Well, this is where the foundations come in. There are several foundations out there that are most patriotic, and they are in the position of giving away money. And sometimes they give away legal assistance. Sometimes they just write a check for a good, competent litigator to join their team locally, so that they don't have to send a traveling attorney. They have somebody who's local who's known for their patriotism. And that office can be engaged by way of a grant. And sometimes, if you find yourself in a position where you really believe you have a tort case against abuse of color of authority or anything like that, but you can't file because you can't carry the case to completion financially, it might be a good idea to describe your need and make an appeal to some of these patriotic foundations for a donation and for a grant and find out how they manage it, because their whole purpose is to expedite the protection of civil rights in this country and education and oftentimes legal assistance.
Oh.
Think about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I hadn't thought about that at all.
There are many, many good foundations out there that are most patriotic. Some of them have $3, $4, $5 million, and some of them have $100 million. And they're very eager to come to the assistance and try a case that will not only benefit the would-have-been victim, but will also write new case law which will educate the public in such a way that this kind of abuse of due process will not happen again. Or it'd be far less likely, because then the people are just too smart for it. They can't be swayed like they are propagandized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Second Amendment is about anyway. The Founding Fathers didn't believe guns were a danger to the United States of the future. The Founding Fathers believed that abuse of due process was the danger of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so shall not be infringed was not meant to limit or have restrictions on weapons. It was meant to have limits on abuses of due process.
Mm. We're seeing a lot of infringement on civil liberties, and people more or less, I mean, obviously putting up somewhat of a fight, but more or less just kind of grudgingly letting it slide. And I think part of that is a fear of their own personal safety, is a, you know, okay, well, we'll trust you on this one, but we're going to start asking questions next time. Certainly a lot of signing statements by the president, obviously a lot of issues, I would say, with the torture and whatnot, the handling, although some wouldn't call it torture, I certainly would, of the potential terrorists, I guess, Guantanamo Bay, Bagram Air Base, and so on and so forth, Abu Ghraib. These people are labeled enemy combatants, something that has really no legal standing whatsoever, which is why I think they've been termed that instead of prisoners of war. And certainly when you watch these trials, you know, there's no due process in that situation either. And some of those people are American citizens. Jose Padilla, for example, that's only now, I think, getting underway. And there's some question as to the man's sanity being held in these kinds of conditions for, I think it's been 3 or 4 years at this point.
Hmm. Well, you know, I became suspicious of things just like that in Oklahoma City. They hid the ball. They destroyed evidence. They confiscated videotapes that were completely operating at the time, public and private. And the thing that really got my attention was how fast they had anti-terrorist laws ready. The ink wasn't even dry. You know, it takes months and months to debate some of these bills.
Yeah.
How come that domestic terrorist bill was ready to go?
Sure. Absolutely. That's a very important point. And, of course, the demonization of anybody as a militia type of person or militia member or militias as a group.
Well, yeah, the demonization of the people, which is what a militia is. You know, the militia in the Second Amendment does not mean the military. It does not mean the National Guard, because the National Guard wasn't conceived and formed for another 130 years. So we know they didn't mean the National Guard at the time they ratified the Bill of Rights. You know, there's so much lies that are going on. I don't know if they know they're lying or if it's just unsupported opinion. But whatever it is, it's a bad faith dealing, because some of these people, not everybody in government, a lot of people I've run into in government are very interested in their patriotism, but some of them aren't. And you know who they are when they continue to get reelected and, you know, let their date drown in the water and things like that. And, you know, it questions somebody's personal and professional integrity, and maybe some other signatures were thrown in the water. You know, the American household needs to understand its civic authority, its real authority. And though some people may not want to, because it means they feel they themselves may be summoned to duty, they can do other duties if they feel that pressure, and they can learn their civics, because, you know, you've got 5,000 people on an aircraft carrier, and every person who washes the dishes and supervises the reactor and cooks in the galley, they too are in support of the Navy jets that launch when that ship is turned into the wind. Everybody can do something.
Yeah, I think it's a good point.
Yes, and it's all patriotic, because when those ships launch, when that ship turns into the wind, and those Navy jets are launched, it's a result of a big teamwork effort. Even the people who Xerox the paperwork and the medics downstairs who supervise the health of the sailors, everybody does a good job, and it wouldn't work if they didn't. So the idea is to learn more about your civic authority, to find out exactly what you want to do. You don't even have to carry a gun, but you must understand your authority. And you must get involved, because when the Virginia Tech people or anybody in New Orleans contemplates the idea of disaster preparedness, they are in a very, very bad habit of excluding the citizen from the planning and the recovery process.
That's very true.
Right. For all the information they put on the Internet, for all the direction they give you to save food and to plan for 3 or 4 weeks' worth of being alone until rescue arrives, it all goes out the window when they come knocking at your door and tell you you have to relocate, you have to revaccinate, and you have to reorient. Oh, and by the way, do you have any weapons? You better answer, right, because we know you've got registered guns.
That's right.
Okay, it all goes out the window. The citizen authority is just being stomped in this country. It's being hidden through education content. It's being discouraged through no-fault divorce. It's being punished through 22,000 gun laws. And it's being supervised by electronic surveillance, all in the name of fighting crime. But if we carry our own authority wherever we go and we don't check our authority at the admissions office or the workplace parking lot, all the other policies will die for lack of credibility.
I like that.
Well, we need to reach our representatives and say, look, you know, the jig is up. Can't bluff us anymore and back that bluff by force.
It's very true, and I think it needs to start locally. I think the higher up on the political food chain you go, the less likely you're going to get anybody to actually listen to you. They may sit there and nod their head and look very, you know, touchingly into your eyes and whatnot, and maybe pat you on the hand or the arm, and maybe even give you a hug if there's a camera around. But for the most part, they're just, you know, they're lifeless little zombies. I mean, there's nothing they can do for you because they don't care about you. But maybe if you start locally and work your way up, I think that's certainly the most likely way to get some kind of response, don't you think?
All right. Well, I would think so. And I think the best place to start is who was in charge of those signatures.
Yeah, it's worth checking on, I guess. But at this point, I don't know. I look at issues bigger than that.
What happens if the signatures are all gone? Is there another election?
Well, what ended up happening is we just collected the same amount of signatures required to get it on the ballot, and we did it in like a third of the time.
Deadline was met.
Yeah, we met the deadline. They did put it to a vote, and of course, you know, it was very, very close. But you know, accountability aside, they claim that the ban was successfully passed. So you know, when you start looking at those things, and you start looking at smoking bans and different things like that, it all leads back to the United Nations for the most part. It's just giving them incremental authority, and that, you know, certainly drives me nuts. I hate that.
Yeah, well, it's powers not granted.
No. Yeah,
and it's backed by force.
Yeah.
If you get a parking ticket, you don't pay it. You know, they come at you with force.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Well, I'm all for parking tickets, of course. But, you know, we need revenues to run the things we like and need. Mm-hmm. But you know something, the idea of not allowing somebody to smoke a cigar or pipe or have a cigarette when he or she wants to as part of their evening out is like telling people you can't have peanut butter served anymore at high schools.
Well, you know, I mean, they're getting to that point. This is all making its way. I mean, we've got health Nazis who are out there trying to tell you what is and is not good for you. And you see people, I think there was a story in Michigan of somebody that was fired for using tobacco in their off time. You know, they were fired from their job because they said, hey, look, you know, you're too much of a health insurance liability, we're going to ahead and drop you. Well, I think at some point, if you're going to go ahead and blame heart disease, lung cancer, and whatnot on smoking, then inevitably obesity, which is supposed to be like the biggest up-and-coming disease or cause of death, we are an obese society, that they're going to start probably banning things like that. Like, you can't have a Twinkie on Sunday because on Monday they're going to test you for Twinkies. So who knows?
That's where the RFID chips are a threat.
Yes, absolutely.
You know. The rumor has it, and electronic theory will permit it, that pretty soon people are going to have free internet, or at least get certain types of honorarium or something, or coupons, so that they can operate a modem for internet access through the house wall socket. But in that particular modem that's being submitted for free by the agency, there is access to databases by way of a built-in RFID reader. This is kind of proposed. And the idea is that if you have a blue jeans or a razor or magazines or credit card that has any kind of an RFID implant in it, it will be updated wherever you travel, just like your MagStripe is on your grocery membership card. It's updated every time you buy cigarettes, and it knows you bought cigarettes or bread meat.
Sure.
And they're going to be able to find that. Then through the subscription, they're going to share it with other databases. And if the other databases can prove that they have an interest in that, they'll be access at taking a peek at your folder.
Yes. The whole data mining thing, I mean, they all coincide and intersect on some level. Let me ask you to hang on, John. Folks, real quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap up with John Longnecker right after this.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I will never bother you. Never say a word again. come to this. Things have never been so swell.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And what can I say? John Longnecker, amazing stuff, my friend. We're going to have you back and talk for much longer because I really want to pick your brain on a lot of these things, including, of course, global warming and whatnot. But is there any chance that you might consider running for office?
I am an elected official at this time.
You are?
I'm in the 55th Assembly District as one of the committee members who volunteers.
Oh, that's exciting.
Y'all volunteers. See, that's one of the things that gives a lot of hope that you were mentioning earlier. What can I do? What can I do to help? What you can do is get involved in your state assembly's local district that helps to register voters, understand issues, and select the candidates you're going to ultimately nominate. And that's going to be a very, very good entry-level position. It pays nothing, but it pays rewards. Because you're involved, you're going to be able to make a change, because right now, the lack of voter involvement, the lack of registered voters, and the lack of numbers turnout at the polls is very, very largely responsible for the situation that we're in. Believe me, the left in this country is very, very good at registering its voters. It registers them to death.
That's true. Very true.
But basically, when we went to the voter vault, when I first became appointed, and before I was reelected, you were able to determine who's registered at least and who's not registered. And many people who complain in this country aren't even registered voters.
That's true. That's
and we
very,
also
very
know
true.
That most of the people who are describing what they would describe as conservative values have been able to find that they are, in fact, mainstream values. They need to get involved, register to vote, and become activists in their own right.
What can people do when they go to your website, goodforthecountry.org?
They can determine if one of our projects in our 2007 to 2010 agenda speaks to them. I get a lot of input from fathers who are brokenhearted, vexed, and broken, just plain broken, at the hands of unjust family court. It's tearing the nation to pieces. It's not meant to build families, it's not meant to save marriages, and it's definitely not to operate in the interest of children. It is to indoctrinate children, win them over, and destroy marriage as a stronghold of resistance to adversity in this country. We've got to turn around no-fault divorce and anti-father laws.
Mm-hmm.
Just as one project.
Yeah.
And if you feel that is something that you would like us to get involved in, we'll be making grants to other agencies, maybe even individuals, who feel a need to for a little assistance. Our main thrust is to educate the public in the public interest, in their liberty and their sovereign authority that keeps the nation suitable to hand down to the next generation and the next generation, even as the destination of egress to the world, magnet to the world. There's only one thing that makes that. And that's liberty in this country. That liberty resides in the authority of the people. And without that knowledge, we're adrift.
Yes. Very, very well said, my friend. People can contact you through that website as well,
yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wonderful. www.goodforthecountry.org. And the book is entitled Transfer of Wealth, The Case for Nationwide Concealed Carry. John Longnecker, a pleasure as always, my friend. I hope you come back and join us very soon.
Yes, please.
All right. I look forward to it. Give me a call sometime. We'll talk.
Yes, sir.
Folks, we have to pause here for a brief station identification as we pause for our legal ID for our affiliates. Please stay with us, and then we'll return in about 90 seconds with our second guest tonight, of course, Grant Hall. Please stay with us.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.